Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. Today, we're featuring another conversation on healthcare innovation. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Today, electronic health records and health IT offer promise for improving patient safety and reducing inefficiencies. Given its role in providing healthcare in the United States, the federal government has been urged to take a leadership role to improve the quality and effectiveness of healthcare by promoting health records and health IT. To that end, the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs have come a long way in the areas of health IT, interoperability standards, and healthcare information sharing. Both continue to work towards improving the exchange of medical information to best serve the country's active duty service members and veterans. They are also working with the National Coordinator for Health Information in promoting the adoption of federal standards and broader use of electronic health records. It is my pleasure to welcome our very special guest today, a panel of key leaders from DOD, VA, and HHS to discuss progress in this area. I'm pleased to welcome to our expanded studios today, Dr. Stephen Jones, Principal Deputy Secretary for Health Affairs at the DOD, Dr. Gerald Cross, Principal Deputy Undersecretary for Health at the VA, and Dr. Robert Kolodner, National Coordinator for Health Information Technologies at HHS. Gentlemen, thank you for taking time to come to our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also joining in our conversation is Tom Romeo, IBM's General Government Industry Leader. Tom, thanks for coming out today.
Thanks, Al.
So before delving into our conversation on DOD and VA electronic health information sharing, I'd like to begin by setting some context around the tools that even make this possible. Let me start with you, Dr. Kolodner. What is health IT, and more specifically, what is an electronic health record, and how does it contribute to care?
Thanks, Al. An electronic health record, or EHR, is the component of health IT that's most well known to people. There are several other important pieces as well, and I'll describe them in just a moment. When they're used together effectively, health IT enables us to manage the vast amount of health information in a more efficient and useful manner, increasing our ability to deliver patient-centered health care and improving population health. The bottom line is that health IT is necessary to achieve not only health care reform, but our real goals for change, improving the health and well-being of individuals and communities across the country. There are five categories of items that together make up health IT. They are the electronic health records, or EHR, the personal health records, or PHR, and applications that provide population health systems and tools, including public health, biosurveillance, quality improvement, and research. The last two categories are more technical in nature. The fourth category consists of a variety of data, technical, and security standards, and the fifth category is a robust, interoperable, secure, nationwide health information network.
Dr. Jones, your perspective?
Well, the American health information community defines an electronic health record as an electronic record of health-related information on an individual that can be created, managed, and consulted by authorized clinicians and staff across more than one healthcare organization. We believe broad use of health IT will help, one, improve healthcare quality, two, prevent medical errors, three, reduce healthcare cost, four, increase administrative efficiencies, five, decrease paperwork, and six, expand access to affordable care.
Dr. Jones, would you tell us more about the evolution of DOD's electronic health record efforts, also known as ALTA? Exactly what is this record, and what clinical information does it capture, and how is it used by clinicians?
ALTA is the military's electronic health record. Two major points. One is it is outpatient focus, and secondly, it also is very helpful in the area of surveillance. Alta generates, maintains, stores, and provides secure online access to comprehensive patient records, accessibility from military treatment facilities across the globe. And as you know, we have people that, uniformed services members that move very often during their careers and also, of course, globally. So it's important that it's worldwide. With worldwide deployment beginning in January 2004, Alta is a key enabler to military medical readiness. It supports more than 9.2 million military health system beneficiaries. Alta use continues to grow at a significant pace. Currently, Alta captures allergy information, theater clinical data, outpatient medications, inpatient and outpatient laboratory results, radiology reports, demographic details, clinical notes, procedures, problem lists, vital signs, family history, social history, and health questionnaires. Alta is in the process of incorporating imaging into the electronic health record.
Dr. Cross, in a similar vein, would you tell us more about the evolution of VA's electronic health record system, the Veterans Health Information Systems and Technology Architecture, known as VISTA, and if you could describe it for our listeners and illustrate for us the type of clinical information it captures and how it's used by the clinicians.
Well, Tom, the VA's electronic health record is an integrated system, and it's used throughout the VA. And that means it's used at approximately 1,400 sites of care nationwide. And by the way, that includes sites overseas as well. And it covers both inpatients and outpatients. And now, as an integrated system, if a veteran travels from one part of the country to another, wherever he or she goes, a VA medical facility can open the veteran's VA medical record. Outside our medical facilities, our electronic health record can be used remotely. For example, you know, our social workers doing outreach to homeless veterans on the street can use it. The system was developed starting back in the 1970s. A key point is that the central role that doctors and other clinicians played in developing the system. The VA system is really an electronic health record designed by clinicians for clinicians. And that's why it has achieved high satisfaction among our clinical staff. It is also a high satisfaction among the many thousands of students who train at the VA each year. VA's electronic health record played a key role in transforming veterans' medical care. We no longer have to waste time looking for lost records, as happens in a paper-based system. Lab and X-ray results are not lost. This promotes both quality of care and avoids reordering tests because the previous test result cannot be found. Also, we don't have outpatient records and inpatient records. We have an electronic record that incorporates both. Actual X-ray images can be seen in the VA health record along with their reading for that image. Blood pressure results, rather than being presented as a series of numbers, can be seen as a graph showing changes over time. All of the patient's medications are listed. This allows us to provide higher quality care by giving the physician information that is far more usable.
So we've talked a little bit about what an electronic health record is, but if we cut to the core, could you elaborate on some of the key specific benefits of an electronic health care record to, say, both the clinician and to the patient? Can I start with you, Dr. Jones?
Sure, Al. EHR's benefit to both clinicians and patients are improving the coordination of care within the healthcare delivery system by increased sharing of health information among all authorized clinicians, elevating the standard of care for everyone. And this has been a joint effort where we and VA have worked very closely together to try to ensure that we're meeting those needs and for continuity of care, quality care. Helping to populate a personal health record. By having an electronic health record, we will be able to move the information we have from the electronic health record to the person's personal health record, which again will be a positive step. And then improving the health of the community, using aggregated health data for research, public health, emergency preparedness, and quality improvements. We have a rich database. We have the ability to help the Food and Drug Administration when they have questions about certain events as a result of a device or a drug. And then ensuring the use of preventive services such as health screenings, which can help reduce health care costs.
That's great. Dr. Cross, some of the key specific benefits that you see to both the clinician and the patient?
Well, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples. I agree completely with Dr. Jones as well, the examples that he gave. But, you know, the VA electronic health record is being used very creatively to enhance the quality of care. Now, here are a couple of examples. We have set up a radiology reading center out in California. And so if we have a radiologist at one of our facilities anywhere across the country who has gone on leave or vacation or has been ill, is missing some time from work, they can pick up the pace out there. The images are transmitted immediately, and the reading comes back just as fast as if it was read locally. And that helps us work as an integrated system. Our barcode project is a unique tool, I think, that helps us eliminate medication errors. And in the way that we're using it, it eliminates the error at the point of administration, right where the nurse is seeing the patient. And on the other end of the process, our electronic ordering of medications by the docs and clinicians helps to prevent errors. Now, let me give you another example. Remember Hurricane Katrina. And with electronic health records, patient data is secure, and yet it's still accessible to healthcare professionals, even in emergencies. In the aftermath of that hurricane, Hurricane Katrina, thousands of our patients were evacuated from the storm area. And despite that, our patients' records were fully accessible to VA providers throughout the nation. And one more thing, you know, the personal aspect of this, a personal record. We're working in My Healthy Vet at www.myhealth.va.gov, empowers veterans to take charge of their own healthcare online.
Dr. Klodner, any final words on the key benefits to clinicians and patients of the electronic healthcare record?
Well, I'd like to highlight five key benefits of the fully operational EHR, both for clinicians and for patients. So first of all, as clinicians, we're able to deliver better care because we are able to focus on prevention and not just responding to the onset of chronic illness or to a particular acute complaints. Second, we can provide improved coordination of care because of the elimination of barriers to that coordination across multiple sites and across multiple clinicians. And I think most of us who aren't cared for in the VA have those multiple clinicians, but even in VA and DOD, a lot of the care is provided outside, and so you've got multiple sites that need to be coordinated. Third, we're able to provide more convenient care for the patients by allowing widespread use of telecare and telemonitoring so they don't have to come to the facility to get care, but there's a lot of ways that we maintain their health remotely. Fourth, patients are able to proactively participate in their care through the use of personal health records. And fifth, we as clinicians are able to provide higher quality care consistent with the Institute of Medicine's six characteristics of quality care, that it be safe, timely, effective, efficient, equitable, and patient-centric.
That's great. What is interoperability? We will ask our panel on healthcare innovation to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.